Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so you know that today is Horse Thursday. I'm happy to be with you all today and my amazing co-host, well, co-host for now. Well, hopefully we'll have the second one on here in just a second. Before I say hello to them, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have phone numbers or websites, YouTube or, something like that to kind of help you with your business and being able to share this with people. So if you haven't written those down already, be ready with a pen because we almost always have a good one to share with you. So be ready for that. And also, please press 1 on your phone now if you have any questions or comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. Like I always say, this is a big part of what our show is all about, is hearing from all of you guys. And the sooner I know how many people want to chat with us, the better chance I have to get to everybody. So as soon as you know, press 1 so I know you want to chat with us. And just as a reminder for this show, I know I say this every week, but sometimes there's new people. We do need to keep this to horse stories with the horse unit, and really need to keep it kind of more behavioral and training type aspects for this kind of a public forum. So with all of that said, I want to invite you all to press 1 because we want to hear from you. And I want to say hi to Cindy is not, let me make sure, nope, she's not quite on yet, but she is going to be on soon. She's just running a little late. But we do have Tiff with us this morning. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Blog Talk. It's good to be here, Western Colorado, and the season is getting ramped up. I was just talking to Rainey prior to this, and we have some pretty great stuff coming up, and I look forward to sharing and seeing all the Beamers. And I actually was on a social media site the other day and saw that another professional barrel racer is using a Beamer. And so I'm just so excited that the product is getting out there and we are able to see the great results that it's bringing to our competitive and just every horse industry.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, I know you've been doing this for quite a few years. Is it just every year you see more and more Beamers at these rodeos? Is that that's kind of what I imagine,
yeah,
based on what I've heard. So, yeah.
It really has. It's really a product that speaks for itself, as we all know. And it's just taken off, and the ease of use and just the functionality of the whole thing, and just for people that travel, compete. I mean, it's just amazing product. So I'm grateful to see that it's continuing to, get to people, and people are willing to try it and be open-minded to it. And yeah, there's more,
yeah,
all the time. So
that's awesome. And, I really think with the horse unit, I don't know why, even more than the human unit, I think it really needs to grow, organically like that. Like, people have to see other people using it and ask what it is and then try it. I think with the human unit, there's other ways we can, kind of sell that. But with the horse one, it feels that it just has to grow a little bit more organically to me and be just shared. And the more you see it, the more you see people using it, the more you're asking about it. And then, obviously once people try it and see it, it's kind of undeniable. But I don't know why. Am I crazy, Tiff, or is that kind of how you feel too?
No, I totally agree, because especially in – I know we talk about the human one with all the research and all the, science behind it, and there is that behind the horse one as well. But I feel like, and this is something that we talked about last week, there's a lot of objections in just mm-hmm. the animal industry in general, because there's not as many stipulations on things. And we've learned that through Beamer. I've learned that a lot through Beamer, but also with my own animals of, oh, here, this product you can use on your dog, but it's actually made for horses, or vice versa. And you see this a lot, I'm sure, Rainey, as well, in the horse industry, or just in the veterinarian industry, working
yeah.
alongside your dad and other veterinarians. And there's just some things that you just have to kind of fill in the gaps and figure it out as you go. But one thing I love about Beamer, and that's what really sets it apart from other stuff, is that it was tested on humans first. And then uh-huh. they came out with a horse unit. So that really, I feel like, is a key point when you're talking with people and sharing with them, hey, you know, what is it compared to this, or what is it compared to that? And one of the biggest things that I say is, well, you know, this product there's a human one. It's been tested on humans first, and then they came out with a horse one because they wanted to show. And, of course, it's different, you know, configurations and things. It's, you know, patented with all of that. Made for a 1,500-pound animal plus, but it's got the human part backing it, and the research is on humans. So that's really kind of backwards of what other products that are out there are representing.
Yeah, and that's awesome, Tiff. That's probably one of your biggest, you know, objections you get. But we talked about that last week, and we didn't get a chance to chat with you. Is that probably what are some of the biggest objections that you hear from, you know, working with horse people, like people at rodeos and, you know, people that are just actively, you know, out there? What are some of the bigger ones that you hear?
Yeah, so there's a ton of products out there, and things do work, and they're out there and they're sold and made for a reason. And I feel like anybody that loves their animal and wants to compete on a very high level, or anything in general, just to help their animal be healthy overall, we pay a lot more attention. Animal people in general, I feel like, take care of their animals typically better than they take care of themselves.
I agree.
And so they really want to know, well, what is this product going to do for my animals? And what is it compared to this? And what is it compared to that? Because a lot of people have tried a lot of different things, and they're open to trying different things. But I feel like because there's so much stuff out there that maybe hasn't been completely tested properly, and they just throw it into the animal market and, you know, kind of just because there's not a lot of regulation, that mm-hmm. people are getting a little bit gun-shy and not as open to trying things. Some people are, but so that's why I approach it in a really, well, hey, do you have 5-10 minutes? Have you heard about this product? Can I show you? Because their animal will speak for themselves. And once they see that in their animal, the relaxation, the dropping of the head, you know, the eyes softening, the stretching, the yawning, different things like that that we see with the Beamer and what it does. And typically within the first session, if not the second, there's some type of relaxation that they see visually. So they can see right away that, hey, this product, I've never seen that in any other product before. And it really piques their interest. And it just gives the opportunity to explore even more conversation of whether they want to hear about the science, or they want to hear about stories that I've acquired from, you know, just years of doing this, or, you know, certain things that they specifically are dealing with in their program. So it really gives the opportunity to kind of defeat the problem of, well, I don't know, it's probably like this product or this product. So it really kind of just shuts that down if they're just open to trying it. That's kind of the approach that I go.
Yeah.
I really don't try to defend Beamer. I just try to, you know, because there's so much stuff out there. I feel like you can't educate yourself fully on every other product that's out there, because they're out
yeah.
there. There's a purpose for them. I do think that Beamer does coincide with a lot of other things and amplify them and help with other things. But there's really mm-hmm. nothing out there that's like Beamer. and the research that's backing it, there's nothing that compares. But until they can see visually and feel on their horses when they ride them the difference, I don't think that they're going to be as open to trying, in my experience.
Yeah, you know, definitely, and that's it's similar to what I do. Although I have never used the that it's tested on humans first, but that is a really great thing. I mean, you know, if it's gone through all of the regulations and all of the like approvals and you know things like that to be used on humans, then you know it's been rigorously dissected and taken apart and made sure it was safe before that. So that's a really good one. But I'm the same way as far as I'm not going to talk bad about any other products because the reality is I know very little and I haven't had hands-on experience with most of them. And the reality is, like you said, they probably are good in whatever that they do, you know, because all of them have different, you know, things that they affect and they probably are effective in certain ways, but none of them do, you know, like we always say, you know, Beamer's in a class by itself. None of them do what Beamer does. That doesn't mean it's necessarily, you know, better than something else at any given thing, but what it does is better than what anybody else can do. And so at the blood flow and the circulation and the things like that, there's just isn't anything that can come close to that. But it doesn't, yeah, like Tiff said also, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work well with some of those other things. I know in the vet clinic, I can constantly use a cold laser with Beamer, and I love the two together. And I think the combination of using the two better makes both of them better, actually. And I had laser, I don't know, 5 or 6 years before we started using Beamer. And I loved the results I got with the laser. I was really happy with it. But then adding Beamer just makes it even that much better. So it is a really good team player, and it plays well with a lot of other, you know, different kinds of treatments or different kind of, you know, therapies that you're doing. So that's what I love about it too. So yeah, Tiff, I think between it, we kind of approach it in a similar way. But yeah, you can be a little bit more hands-on right away because a lot of times when you're talking to people, you are right there with horses. So you can say, let's just go try it right now. Where most of us, including even me, have to set up a time, you know, to show them what it is. So, but definitely that's always a best thing I would tell everyone is the sooner, as soon as you can, get a Beamer on their horse so they can actually see it. So. All right, and I just heard from Cindy, too. I just wanted to – she is not going to be able to make it. She's got some stuff going on in her house, and people are showing up to work, and so she's just not going to be able to make it on today. So she said to apologize to everyone, and she will see us all next week. So there's a couple other things I wanted to follow up with next from last week because we also were talking – you know, we're trying to kind of mirror what they're doing on these quick starts and kind of help you guys with the horse version of the same thing. But before I do, I just want to remind everyone, please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with us. We would love to talk with you. So I'd love to hear what anyone's opinions are on things like objections and how they deal with them, or if they have any questions about a specific objection. And also the thing we were talking about last week that I don't think we got a chance to hear from many of you guys was value, you know, kind of how you create value. And I kind of brought up that about, you know, if I said I had a sports car in the driveway and I'll sell it to you for $5,000, there's probably nobody that couldn't come up with $5,000 for that, you know, brand new sports car in the driveway because you see the value of it, right? But if you say you have, you know, this unknown machine for $5,000, people are like, oh, is that worth $5,000? Because nobody's going to say that, you know, $5,000 isn't a lot of money. But if you show them, you know, what the actual value is, then it's worth it for them. The other one, I kind of teased this a little bit last week. This was with the human unit, but it was actually a retired veterinarian that brought this up, and he's Dr. Jackson, and I think he's in Texas. I'm sorry, Dr. Jackson, if you're not in Texas, south somewhere, but I thought Texas. Sweet man, and he used to come on our vet calls quite often, and I haven't heard from him for a little while, but he was saying that for him, he was going to all around all of his older friends and, you know, all people that are his age, and he was like, you know, at my age, the thing is, how do you stay out of an old folks home? He was like, I don't want to go there. And he's like, for this price, if I can go to somebody and say, you know, if this keeps you out of a retirement home for 1 month, it's paid for. And plus, you don't have to go to the retirement home. So that was kind of his thing. And so he was able to, that's of course creating a huge value. I mean, that's 1 month in a retirement home for you know, maybe two for some of them, but it's expensive to go to those, you know, home group things. And so he was like, you know, if this can keep you out for 1 or 2 months, then it's paid for. So I always loved that analogy that he gave, and I thought about it. And I always kind of keep that in the back of my head when I'm trying to think about how to add value, because it was such a great visual that he could give that. So, so Tiff, it doesn't look like anyone wants to chat with us today. So
okay, I have a story for you.
Yeah, I would love to hear from you.
Kind of goes hand in hand. Okay. So I actually have shared this story before. It's been quite a while ago, but this is just an example of objections and showing value. So I guess both of the things that we're discussing right now.
Great.
I met this, I actually had my eyes on this particular rider for quite some time, and she's a barrel racer, trainer. She breeds and raises horses. I mean, she does it all. She has stallions. She has it all. And she usually participates in the futurity world, but this last year she did both. She participated in the futurity world, and she made it to the National Finals Rodeo. And she rides horses for herself, for clients, and also a very prestigious place down in Texas that owns very nice horses and stands a lot of stallions. Anyway, that's her background. And she's just an overall really great person, I've heard. And so I really was kind of wanting to meet her. And I was at an event. She was there. And I went in the back and I started, you know, I had gotten welcomed back in the back, and I got to meet her. And my approach to her was, of course, hey, I have this product and I would sure love to hear your opinion on it. Do you have, you know, 5-10 minutes? I'd love to just give you a free session on any horse that you want and show you what it can do. And she's like, yeah, of course. And at first she was a little bit hesitant because a person at that level, you know, I'm sure she gets approached a lot, but I also think she's just a super humble person and she was willing to just try it. So I could tell, though, that she was a little leery, which you're going to run into that. And so we went to her trailer. I put it on her horse. It was in the stall. So I put it on the horse was in the stall. She caught the horse. We put the beamer on, and instantly, within the first 2 minutes, the horse is already dropping its head, closing its eyes, just softening all around. And she was seeing all of this. And so she was asking me some questions because she's a science type of person. Her husband is a veterinarian. And so she was asking me some things, and I was just explaining what it was doing, you know, increasing the microcirculation, triggering the parasympathetic state of the horse, which is a state of relaxation, and just overall helping that horse relax and, you know, releasing all that lactic acid and all these things. And so she was just, you know, intrigued. And so I asked if I could come back again the next day, which is what I like to do, multiple sessions, you know, day, not that we need to, but I like to do that so that they can see what the product can do. So I came back the next day and did it again. And this time it was at her trailer. And she, that after the first session, she actually has another product that she used on this horse. And that product was not as responsive. So she told me that the next day. She said that really piqued her interest even more, because typically in certain areas of this horse, this other product that she used, it would be really reactive. And in this particular case, after the use of the beamer, it was not as reactive. So she noticed that right away. And so we did the session, and she was telling me all of this as we're doing the session, and the horse was just so relaxed and doing all the same things again, you know, dropping its head, closing its eyes, just really relaxing, yawning, those types of things. And after that, I mean, we kept in contact, which is a huge thing. you need to follow up with people. And I was able to get her a unit, and she was able to use it all throughout this last year. And it was just, it's been an amazing experience. So she loves it. She now owns one, and it's, she's told everyone and she can possibly think of about it. And her husband, of course, has seen some amazing things in his practice with the horses that she's been using it on. And so that's just an example of, she has other products. She was a little bit closed-minded in trying it, but she was open enough to try it out of respect, I think, more than anything. And because if you come up to someone and say, hey, I would love to give your horse a free session on this amazing product that's a therapy type of product, they're going to say yes, more than likely, because they want to help their horses. They want to see what it is. They're curious, and it's free. So I think that was some of it as well. And then she saw the value. She saw the difference. She knows her horse. She felt the difference. And and now, of course, she owns one, so she knows the value of it. So that's just some examples of the goals and overcoming them and then establishing the relationship, following up, and showing them the value. And
yeah, that's awesome. I love that story. And a couple of things, I love that you are going to get that. You're going to get the people that are going to say, sure, go ahead, but you can tell in the back of their head they're just being polite to let you try it, but they don't actually think, it's going to do anything. Then obviously, it speaks for itself after that. So, you can just get your foot in the door that way, even if they don't really mean it. At least they'll get to see it, and that usually will change their mind anyway. So I love that. And then the other thing I wanted to kind of just talk a little bit about, what you were saying is that you like to do it the 2 days in a row, and I think that's awesome because, as we know, whether we're talking about people or horses, the responses can be different, like one session to the next. The first time, I almost always see that the horse response that we always talk about. And just by the way, if some of you callers on here have not actually seen a Beamer treatment or a Beamer session on a horse, you really need to see that. It's really such a visual response to what you kind of know is going on, but you can actually see it with the horses. So, I almost always get that even on the first time. But some of the things that the owners, trainers, riders notice after the second time, especially if you're able to do it, pretty quick, is even more, because as we know, it's got the, residual effect and also the the other word I'm looking for, residual and accumulative. Thank you. Sorry. Accumulative effect is, so you will kind of get that where each time, especially in the beginning, you're going to get a little bit of a different response, a little bit more of a response. And so, and not necessarily visually, but that's more what I hear from people that are, when they're writing them after and how they feel and their responses and things like that. And they will get a little bit of a different response after the second or third, session that they've had this. So I love that you try to be able to do that, because I think that does really make a big difference. Thanks so much, Tiff. And actually, it does look like somebody wants to chat with us. So let's see. We've got area code 248. Area code 248, you're live on Blog Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Hi, my name's Patty, and I'm in Michigan. And I have a questioner. I want to know what your thoughts are. I've heard, I think it was brought up last night too on our national call, they sell 800 equine units in Europe a month, and we sell, 200 here, and we're trying to make the equine unit be something that more of us can offer to people without being ostracized. I don't know anything about horses, but I know the beauty and I've heard the testimonials, but I am so out of the league. So I heard there was some kind of training being developed, or I'm under that impression that the layman, those of us that aren't in the horse world, can branch out. And I just wonder what your thoughts were, or if I've heard something different. We're all hearing the same things here on national calls. Nobody's telling me a secret in my ear.
Yeah. So I haven't listened to the national call yet because I always work on Wednesdays at the vet clinic, and so I always have to listen to it a couple days later or when the recording comes out. So I haven't done that yet, so I don't know specifically what they were talking about then. But I know there has been quite a lot of talk about additional training in academies and a special equine academies and extra training. And I definitely think, and Europe definitely is ahead of us, and not just, I think, just because of sales, but it's been available. The horse unit has been available in Europe much longer than it has here. So like I was saying in the beginning, that growing organically in this horse world, I think, is a real thing. And I think it happened over there just sooner than it happened here. So I think we're on the same track as them. We're just a couple laps behind them. So I think it will get there. So that's kind of my first thing. And then I think people should be able to sell the horse unit, but I definitely think there should be that training for them because it is important to know as much as you already know about Beamer and as passionate as you are about Beamer, horse people know if you're not a horse person. And if you can't talk the talk, you're going to be in an uphill battle. So I think that training definitely is needed and important. I think everyone should have access to that training so that they can be able to talk to it and share this with other people. But I guess my biggest thing is if you are a non-horse person and you're talking to a horse person about Beamer, just be upfront. Say, listen, I know a lot about the human unit. I use the human unit. I love this, and I know a lot about the Beamer itself, but I don't know horses. But I know that this can help horses. So as long as you're upfront about the fact that you don't, you're not a horse person, and don't pretend to be a horse person, I think you'll be okay. That's where I think people, get into trouble is when they pretend to know things that they don't, because and immediately you're going to come off, they're going to know you're not a horse person. So I think if you are that person that's trying to talk to a horse person and you're not, just be upfront with them about, this is what I know about Beamer, but I don't know horses other than I know how much Beamer can do for them. So that would kind of be what I know what's going on and my best advice. So how about you, Tiff? Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think what Rainey said, of course. And then another thing is do some research and see if you can't find someone in your area that's a prestigious horse person that knows what, has access to a lot of horses, and you could potentially get a unit and work with them and alongside them, whether it's volunteering at a shelter or, type of place, or just getting alongside someone that you would like to learn from that would be able to teach you in the meantime until this training is available, and you would be able to show them what the Beamer can do. And who knows, maybe that would open doors for you to, for one, learn more about horses in general, two, get associated with more horse people in the area, and three, just showing them what the product can do and how it can impact their program.
That's a good idea. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tiff, that's a really great idea. And I mean, even to the point, if you've got your own horse unit, you can go and say, hey, I'll trade Beamer sessions with you for horse training. if I can practice on your horse and you can teach me some horse, things about horses, how to behave around a horse, how to walk up to a horse, things like that, then I will give you free sessions. And I think that's a pretty good exchange because it can only, what you would get from that would be, exponentially all the things that that Tiff was saying. So in addition to just getting a horse training, you're also getting the exposure and the, having Beamer out there in some of those bigger places. So that's a great idea.
So one more question, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Patty.
In the horse world, is it more often that trainers who are managing barns, they're the ones that are in contact with a potential Beamer, I don't know what I would say, rep, I guess you'd say, versus the owners and the key decision makers, or the ones that have the finances? Or is it just,
yeah, so
is it all different geographics?
It's all different. It really is all different. A lot of times, I'm always going to start with, well, unless I'm at, at somebody's place and I'm actually talking with the, trainer for some other reason, if I was, you know, trying to, if like for you, for an example, if you're trying to get into, you know, having somebody show you how to use, work with horses and things like that, I'd start with a barn owner because it's their facility. So you're going to need their permission, you know, anyway. But a lot of it just depends on, you know, how you have access, you know, to somebody. I don't do a lot of like, you know, cold calling or anything because, you know, with the vet clinic, I have connections to a lot of places and it is different depending on, you know, if I'm talking to the owner or the trainer. And I've sold Beamers to both owners and trainers. So, it's different for each barn. And it's also just, I would use whatever contact you have. So if you have, you know, a friend or a cousin or somebody you met that's a trainer, start there. If you have a friend or a cousin or an aunt or a, you know, your dentist that is a barn owner, start with them. But I think it is going to be different all around. And like I said, I have sold Beamers to both barn owners and trainers. So, Tiff, how about you?
Yeah, so you're going to run into different things. There's some barns that the barn owner, and then they rent out, you know, stalls for animals, which all have individual owners within them. Or you have trainers that have horses that are client horses that they have the reins to using whatever products more than likely on those particular horses that they're riding and training. Or you have owners of barns that have all their own horses and then they have trainers, you know, so there's different dynamics of different places. So I would just, like Rainey said, get in touch with that barn owner, whatever the facility is. Just talk with them and find out what opportunities will arise at that facility and kind of go from there.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I hope that helped you, Patty, and probably you're not the only one with questions like that. So I hope we did a little bit to help you out.
You did. That was fabulous. Thank you.
Every bit of insight is helpful, right? Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for listening and for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Tiff. And now nobody else wants to talk with us, and we're right at 9:30, so it's perfect timing. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time and being on here with me today. I always enjoy doing the show with you. Any final words from you before we close this up for the day?
I think we had a great show, and it's been a pleasure, Rainey, every week. I look forward to hearing all of you Blog Talk listeners again next week on Thursday, and just call in and ask us questions because we're here to help you with anything you have and any horse questions and stories. We just look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, Rainey.
Thanks so much, Tiff. Yes, like I said, like I always say, this show is as much about hearing from you guys as anything. So we would love to be able to answer your questions and hear your stories too, because we all like stories. So, all right. With that, I'm going to say goodbye, and I hope you all have such a great week. Be sure to tune into other Blog Talk days. We've got a lot of stuff going on all the various days, and we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks so much, you guys. Bye.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.